Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a good walk to canter. You can ride a decent transition from trot to canter, and now you want to ride a direct transition from walk to canter without going through the trot. So how do you do it? Well, this podcast episode will help you out. Firstly, let's discuss what the dressage judge is looking for. So, walk to canter transitions first appear in dressage tests at British Dressage novice level, and here's what the judge wants to see. So, number one, the horse should not anticipate the transition. Now, often horses become tense and the walk rhythm changes before the canter transition. Jogging into the canter transition is a serious fault and it will lose you marks. Number two is that ideally the transition should be direct, although at novice level a step or two of trot is permissible. But the judge wants to see that the horse is responsive and reactive to the rider's aids. Number three is that the horse should pick up the correct canter lead without hesitation or fumbling. Number four is that the connection, and therefore the horse's outline, should remain the same throughout the transition. Number five is that the horse should not snatch at the contact, but remain soft and elastic in the rider's hand. Number six is that the transition should be forward, but it must also be fluent and smooth, not abrupt or explosive. Number seven is that the horse should remain in good balance throughout the transition. And lastly, number eight is that ideally the horse will step underneath his body with his inside hind leg and the transition will be uphill. Now, at British Dressage Elementary and higher levels, the walk to canter transition must be direct and there must be no steps of trot preceding it. And the judge looks for an uphill balance, reactive transition, and no tension preceding it. The horse should be in a clear self-carriage and the transition should appear very easy for both horse and rider. So now let's talk about the biomechanics of walk to canter. Because although you will be missing out an intermediate pace, once your horse understands what you are asking, he will actually find walk to canter easier than trot to canter. Now that's because it's simpler for the horse to change his sequence of legs from walk to canter than it is from trot to canter. So when we look at the walk is a four-beat gait and all four legs move individually. But in trot, the legs move in two diagonal pairs, which are strongly linked neuromuscularly. So to change from trot to canter, the linkage of one of those diagonal pairs must be broken, whereas from walk to canter, there is no such physical complication. So, now let's go over how to ride the walk to canter and the aids for the walk to canter. So, step number one, ensure that the walk is energised and that the horse is listening to you. Now, depending on the horse that you are riding, you may need to give him a couple of nudges with your legs to activate him and warn him that you are about to ask him for a transition. But if the horse is tense, you may simply need to sit quietly and make a small half halt in warning. Step number two is when the walk feels ready, slide your outside leg back along the horse's side and give a downward forward push with your inside seat bone. Now you may need to give the horse an aid with your inside leg at the girth if he is slow to react, but that should not be necessary if the horse is in front of your leg aids. And lastly, step number three, maintain your rein contact or even feel as though it's a little stronger than normal in the moment of the transition. Now that is to stop your horse from running forward or going into a faster walk or breaking into trot. Okay, so now that we know what the aids are, let's talk about the timing of your aids. Now, there is only one moment in the walk sequence where your horse can change from walk to canter on the desired inside lead. And that is as his outside front hoof is on the ground, which is just as his inside hind is lifted into the air. Now, this is when you can change the outside hind leg action from being the next step of walk to becoming the first step of canter. Now, the simplest way to tell this is to remember that it's exactly the same as checking for your diagonal in trot, which is as the outside shoulder comes back towards you. Now, with practice, you will know this moment by feel. But until you learn to feel for this moment, start by looking down at the outside shoulder and say now, 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 each time the shoulder moves back towards you. Then look up, but keep saying now, now, now at the exact same speed. And then make your aids for canter exactly as you say now. If your horse has responded without delay, you will now be in the canter and on the correct lead. But if he has delayed, he may well be on the wrong lead and you should come back to walk, re-energise him so that he goes off your aids quicker next time. But make sure that you give the aid in the correct moment. If you don't and your horse gets the wrong canter lead, then don't punish him because that was your fault, not his. Getting used to the timing for the aid will take practice, but it's well worth the effort as you can guarantee a clean and correct canter depart every time. So to wrap this episode up, to ride a smart walk to canter transition, the walk must be active and the horse must be reactive and attentive to your aids. But with practice, a smooth and obedient walk to canter transition will come with ease. Now, if you have any more hints and tips that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions with regards to this podcast episode, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our diaries and giveaways, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.